Recorded live at the Mammoth Oasis, it's the Sports Dumbcast with your host Joe Canale and co-host sitting in for Ephraim Salaam, it's Dan Antonucci. Hello, hello, hello. Now, I cannot hear us talking for some reason. That's okay. Down, bop. What? Is your microphone on? It's not on, man.
Well, that's a step in the right direction.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I thought, did we... All right.
We should probably...
No, you know.
I think leave it. I like that.
Yeah.
It's
we're
Halloween.
Gonna leave.
These type of
it is Halloween. Ghosts. We'll say the computer was haunted. There's a ghost in the machine. Okay. Yeah, there's an on button there, and that's how it works. All right, so we're off to an auspicious beginning here on the Sports Dumpcast. Ephraim Salaam is unable to be here because it's Halloween.
Yep.
And he is doing Halloween stuff, as he should.
It's Halloween.
He's got kids, and so you got to do that. I did some Halloween stuff earlier. I'll be doing some later. Yourself?
Very excited for some Halloween activities.
Now, you have no children that you acknowledge?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Unless something has changed I don't know about?
No.
Okay,
no.
Great. But you're going to go check out some Halloween decorations and whatnot, I understand?
Well, you know, and trick-or-treating, hardcore trick-or-treating. Candy in the works.
Wait a minute. You're gonna do trick or treating?
Yeah, I won't be asking for candy, but I'll be laughing and enjoying myself.
Are you accompanying some people on some trick or treating?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Nieces, nephews.
Nephew.
Of course. That's right. All right, yes. Nephew, and you're coming over to this side of the tracks.
Yes, heading to Toluca Lake.
Wonderful. Because that's supposed to be that's supposed to be good times.
Oh yeah, I'd imagine it was researched.
I would guess.
Yeah.
Good to
We've
know.
We've driven through there in the Christmas season. And
yes.
Away
yes. And this is Toluca Lake over by all those restaurants there. There's the Aroma Cafe or something like that.
And there's streets off to the side. And
yes.
Passionate decorators.
Great. Good to know. I might have to look into that.
Holiday drive with the family. You should look into it.
Well, I got to do some trick-or-treating tonight. So.
Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about Christmas time.
Yeah, but this is Halloween now, so. Maybe we should concentrate on that.
But it could be Christmas.
Talking to the mic.
Right into it.
Okay. So we're actually going to get a little sportsy today, but as you can tell, it's not gonna stay sportsy. Probably.
No, could get spooky.
It could get spooky because we're both a little haunted. Yeah. I feel like today we both feel haunted. So the baseball season's over.
Thank you.
This is our baseball season wrap up.
Take a break from baseball.
Take
folks.
A break if you haven't already been. I think most people have been. And, of course, like a number of seasons recently, it ended with the worst possible result.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to hide any homerism or anythingism. I try to be a tolerant person. It's hard in this world.
Sure.
But I try to recognize my biases when I encounter them, and I try to overcome them and change those. Save one. Boston
like
Red Sox.
Oh, psh.
And their fans. I honestly think less of people who root for the Red Sox. I would enjoy a lot of people I know more if they were not Red Sox fans. Bill Simmons. Seth Meyers. Friend of mine. TJ Jagodowski. Friend of mine. All of varying degrees. Bill Simmons, not a friend of mine.
And otherwise, really swell guys.
If they were all Yankee fans, do you know
oh
how much
man,
differently I would
different.
Think of both of them?
Sure. I mean, it'd
I don't
be
think
like a true friendship.
I will say one thing. I don't hold that bias against them comically.
Mm.
Funny wins out even over Red Sox. The thing is, Simmons was not funny on his show.
No.
As a writer, he was funny. The sports guy stuff I enjoy. The mailbags that he would do.
Ah, come on.
Grantland in its early days, I really enjoyed it. And then it just became too much. It got
well,
too big.
You know, and I'm sure, I think he got ambitious or he was encouraged or the network thought, oh, man, this guy's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
Let's see what
type
of different
but they,
flavors
did they give him
of bell
a,
we
they,
can present.
Do they do screen tests anymore?
Apparently not.
Apparently not. Is
the,
right.
The sports world is a fine line.
It is.
There's certain, because there's like a, what would be social influencers today are yeah. what athletes are.
Right.
In the same sort of way.
Yes.
Where you have this following, so you can get away with a certain degree of things because of that following.
Absolutely.
Because if you look at some of the, you know, and, but they're handsome guys, don't get me wrong, if you think of Terry Bradshaw and Troy right. Aikman. And
Aikman's handsomer than Bradshaw.
I think
a lot of those NFL guys, you know, they get, look, for, between the concussions that those early, I mean, Aikman and Bradshaw, you can't tell me they didn't play three games a year with a concussion.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, I Lawrence Taylor himself, I would bet, gave Troy Aikman three concussions.
Oh, yeah. The guys used to just get him in the games, like,
yeah.
just casual. You know, he said, oh, I'm
Remember when Jim Burt ran over Joe Montana?
Oh, I think it was Leonard Marshall?
Yeah. I think it was a playoff game.
Yep. The, from
Crushed
behind,
him.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, and they have it capped.
Oh, that would have gotten him. He would have been kicked yeah. out of the game today.
Yeah.
Because he, like, speared him in the head.
And from that moment, I don't know if Montana was ever
the same.
Really the same.
That's right. Yeah. That was a brutal hit.
Yeah.
Yep. That was that showed he was aging.
Yeah.
All right.
Great Giants playoff win, though, if I remember correctly.
It was. This, let's not make this a New York fan
okay,
thing.
Yeah,
although
sure.
you can't help it. That's what we need more. We need more neutral people
yeah,
in
that's
here.
True.
When you have too many similar
neutral,
ideas.
Neutral, not neutral. Like neutral. Like too focused on my own personal sports.
Neutral, yes.
Yeah.
Too nooch-ish or yeah. nooch-centric.
Is that the same sound, neutral and nooch, or is it nooch, like a real subtle tura or cha?
Neutral?
Yeah.
I would. That's how I would say neutral. Now, what was the two-word combo you were saying? Nooch and
neutral.
The what's the
is
second
the
word?
Same sound is the question.
As what?
Nooch.
Your name, nooch.
And the sound at the end of neutral, roll, neutral.
What are you trying to say, though?
I'm asking if those are the same sounds.
Yeah, what are the same sounds?
The
word
sound,
is neutral.
Right.
And what are you trying to say?
Neutral. But neutral.
Roll?
Neutral.
But what is the second part of that you're saying?
R-A-L.
What does that mean?
It doesn't, it's not relevant. It, do they sound
yeah,
the same?
Yeah, they sound the same, but I don't
okay.
know why you would say... Why you would even bring up if they sound the same? I thought you were saying two different phrases and seeing if they sounded
oh,
the same.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, that was confusing.
Unbelievably confusing. That was
that's
nonsensical. It is, but, you
yeah.
know, I do a different podcast that this would be better on. That's okay, though. So we've covered baseball. It was a big disappointment, both for Los Angeles fans and for everyone, except for Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
Which means just for all good people,
yeah.
it's been a disappointment. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for Clayton Kershaw. Someone else pointed out, many people probably pointed it out, but he is not the dominant pitcher he was 4 years ago, maybe even 3 years ago.
No.
And unless he gets, you know, whatever Justin Verlander got,
Which could happen. Baseball's a weird
married
sport
to Kate
like
Upton?
That. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that what
certainly.
Got Verlander?
I think so.
I
put
mean,
him at ease.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Certainly. I
think they're from the same state, right? Michigan?
I don't know if he's not from Michigan. He's from where is Verlander from?
Southern
Who knows?
California.
Who knows?
Verlander. Wonderful German name.
All right. I believe we are back on the air. Yes, we are.
Back live. Test, test. This thing is on.
That was horrible. Okay,
you
so
can edit it out.
That was our baseball. I will not edit that out. That was our baseball portion. And now we're moving past Halloween to the NBA.
Ooh.
Anything interesting? Jimmy Butler's not playing tonight.
Nah.
He's refusing to play now. It's the latest part of his play.
These dramas have become so common. They used to be a big story, so I think...
And now it's happening in the last year of a contract,
mm-hmm.
which is an interesting thing. So that's going to change how contracts are drawn up now.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a big push from lawyers or agents like, hey, it may not look good now, but trust
me. Well, right. I mean,
yeah.
the, you know, it's the leverage that they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're seeing it a lot. There's a lot more of, and I think it's actually good because and I know people always get mad at athletes because they're making so much money, quote unquote. But if they're making that much money, you can be sure as shit that the owners are making a ton more.
Oh, yeah.
The people paying them aren't paying them that and then, you know, ending up penniless.
No.
That's the real crime of it. Like, you know, all of these are billionaires.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. Many NFL players are millionaires, but most are not.
Yeah.
Because when you're making $650,000 a year, your agent's taking only 3%, really. Depending on other stuff, then you may have, you know, management and this and that and marketing and blah, 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 blah. But you don't end up with that much. And then what if you play 4 years?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard to get guaranteed money in football because
that's
going to
be changing
injuries,
too, though.
Yeah.
Oof. That was really too much sportsiness.
Yeah.
I mean, but what if you had a job and you quit? Like, I mean, it's hard for us to imagine because we're kind of in a freelance world.
Yeah.
But if you were working the week and on Thursday you were like, listen, I'm not coming in tomorrow unless you give me double what I was supposed to get. But you had already agreed.
Mm.
You'd get fired right there.
Yes, absolutely. Because what would be
the
incentive
what?
To keep me? Yeah.
You're not Le'Veon Bell.
Well, similar.
No offense.
I'm not. Yes, absolutely. But similar runners.
You're good. You are probably better at like a lot of stuff.
Better east to west than him, without question. But he's
athletically,
downfield.
Athletically, you're not close to him in any regard, in any way, shape, or form.
Do you really mean that, though?
Yeah, I really mean that. And
okay.
I've seen you, and you're
Fair
you
enough.
Know you and I are of similar
right.
athleticism, and both of us are similarly unathletic looking.
Which is a great advantage in athletics.
Great advantage.
Yeah, some of the best. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Reggie Miller. Yeah.
Yes, that's a good a good example. Reggie Miller, very unathletic
absolutely.
Looking.
John Kruk.
Yeah, but Reggie Miller actually, you know, had some athleticism to him.
Yes. Oh,
someone
yeah.
who, like, Ron Artest to me always was so herky-jerky and awkward and not athletic looking.
Way, yeah.
And yet, so strong and quick and everything, but just... No finesse necessarily,
exactly. But
you know?
Effective. Yeah.
Very effective.
Like Rodman style. At some
Rodman,
point.
Another one. Now, Rodman, once you see him jump and run, but he is gawky looking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other, like, you know, in football, like, who's a guy who you're like Gronk is actually much more athletic than you think.
Aaron Rodgers, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks kind of a little nerdy and stuff out there. Yeah. He's still bigger than either of
actually,
us.
Actually, yeah. No, he's more athletic than I give him credit for. I think he untucks his jersey a lot. So
he does, right.
It makes him seem less athletic.
It does. I think maybe that's a trick on his part.
Yeah.
You know, like Brady looks unathletic, and he is.
Yeah.
Eli looks unathletic, and he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, totally.
Guys like Cam Newton.
Look athletic.
Newton is... I'm just trying to think of somebody else... There's not a lot of guys in sports who look like you and I.
Jared Goff surface value is kind of a
he reminds me of who's that actor guy who was in La La Land, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, that's a good call.
I think if they were to do Heaven Can Wait again, you know, Heaven Can Wait,
the movie with the Teresa Russell and William Hurt. No,
It's a movie.
Heaven Can Wait sounds familiar.
And it's the guy who. Hollywood heartthrob, You're So Vain might have been written about him.
Oh, man.
I forget his name. Anyway, he's a Rams quarterback. They remade it recently, but if they were to remake it and Jared Goff was being played by somebody, I would say Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, he'd pull it off. He'd get so fit. It'd
he'd
be a
pull
story.
It Goff.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Gosling as Goff is a hit. Sundance explodes when the two meet up for coffee, you know.
Wow, you're a great headline writer.
Thank you.
I like that. Maybe Headlines by Nooch is a segment we could work on at some point. What do you
Gosling's
think of that?
Gosling's going golf. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Ah, all right. I'm going to write that down as a brainstorm thing. Headlines by Nooch. So what we'll do is I'll give you a sports thing, and you'll give me the headline for it.
Will this eagle lay golden eggs for his new team? Trade deadline.
Oh, so you're suggesting Goff got traded, or are you saying...
No. That's a Golden Tate trade reference.
Oh, great. There was one right there. Mm-hmm. Say that again.
How will this new eagle lay an egg on his new team? Will it be golden? Find out.
Week nine
trade targets.
That is a horrible rephrase. Whatever you said first was so concise and perfect, and then you just like doubled the length of it and added many words.
Well, the good thing is we recorded the first one, too, so...
Will this new eagle lay a golden egg?
Oh, okay. That's
I think maybe
much.
Was the
yeah,
what you
it.
Said
yeah.
the first
Great.
Time.
Mark it up. Trademark. All rights reserved.
All right. Okay, that's one. That's good. All right, let's give you another one in that case then. So how about Demaryius Thomas going from the Broncos to the Texans?
Will it be Watson and Thomas making connections under the hot Houston sun? Demaryius joins his new team, Week 9 trade targets.
That's a very long headline. And not there's not a lot of catchiness to it, like, will this new eagle lay a golden egg?
All right.
Okay.
Will Demaryius or find divorce as he meets up with his new mate in Denoshan Watson?
No, all right. That one fell apart. All right, we'll try. We'll give you one more. Okay. One more storyline. How about Jimmy Butler sitting out from the Timberwolves until he gets his trade demand?
Sounds like the Butler works for no one at this household. What will Minnesota do with this headache?
All right. I would have said something like the Butler doesn't do it or something. Would have been a little easier transition there. You really did. That was like a whole story, basically. That was like a pitch. For a sitcom or something like that.
Well, I also do those. Watch as this plumber turns his monkey friend into his mentor on this week's episode of Unlikely Learning.
That was some nice free association there. It was pretty clear. Still a bit vague, but it left some room for something.
But
that's good.
You know, then the network can envision the rest.
I like headlines by Nooch there, and I thought, you know, none of them would ever work, but it was good fodder there. Let's see now. So those trades happened, and that's unusual for football, right?
Yeah. Oh, football is usually kind of ho-hum, and it's rare you see that stuff this part of the season.
Yeah.
You know, Ty Montgomery could be used as a weapon in the Ravens' backfield and going out to catch passes. Who knows? Maybe he's got a chip on his shoulder now because of the perception of how
he lost himself. That game for them.
Yeah, that's what the perception seems to be.
I mean it's almost a reality when you consider.
I was very frustrated as an owner of Rodgers and Adams.
Yeah. I had Adams. I had already won my matchup with Adams, but Jones will be better now. Thank God. I have him on both my teams.
Aaron Jones.
And that's a nice and again, let's not get too sportsy here, but let's talk about fantasy. Now, you do daily fantasy, right?
Sometimes,
You're in deep to Yahoo. Like, Yahoo has, like, big Italian guys knocking on your door.
No,
Jimmy and Johnny Yahoo. Understand that you haven't been paying up on your daily fantasy lineups.
Excuse me, this is Rosalind's house. You must be confused. And then they go away.
But if they're looking at you, there's no doubt you're not Rosalind.
Well, no, I put a towel over my head.
You'd have to put, you'd have to cover your whole face with a towel, and then that would be unusual, and then maybe that's it. They're like,
well, luckily,
this poor woman has been burned and is right now sopping it off with a towel.
There you go. And Joe, of course, speculates. I don't mess around with Yahoo Daily Fantasy or anything quite like that.
Oh.
I'll occasionally play some blank. I don't want to mess stepping on any brand's feet, but I'll say DraftKings.
Okay, sure. We could use a sponsor.
Great, yeah. Terrific podcast, terrific interface. I've been with them since the beginning.
Great.
And I use them exclusively.
Oh, okay. So that you use them. Mm-hmm. I did a little bit of the Yahoo. I fell off pretty quickly. It's a lot of, it's like having a baseball team. Mm-hmm. Fantasy team, which is truly a daily, like, it's not just a daily checking.
Attention. Oh, yeah.
It's not even a, like, you could do basketball, check each day, 5 minutes if you check at the right time after the games and make an adjustment if need be. Baseball, you got to look at 3-4 times a day.
Yeah.
F it.
Oh, yeah, no, baseball is a pain in the butt. Luckily, at some point, they put the little S or the green marking next to them, so you know, but it's still. There's always those weird did not play coach's decision, or especially in basketball.
I'm sick of Kawhi Leonard taking games off already.
Yeah, the rest.
That was probably part of his, like, all right, I'll play for you, but I get to do this.
But in the Olajuwon, Barkley, Drexler, Jordan, Malone era, could you imagine?
Well, you know what they're doing. There's going to be no back to backs now, which is fine, actually.
Good. I prefer that.
I agree. If you're playing basically every other day and then every once in a while you get 2 days off. Boom. That's it. But you always get a day off.
Well, there's been several back-to-backs so far early this season. So when does this kick in?
No, I'm just saying in the future.
Okay, good.
No. I'm suggesting it. I'm not saying that's the case.
Well, maybe we should get a petition going from our listeners.
They've already done that.
And they can send it to the commissioner.
I can't even say that we have listeners, although you did just, you subscribed recently.
Yeah, very excited.
If you could just review.
Wow, what a professional and slick look. People can go to Spotify and subscribe and follow.
It's nice.
And leave positive comments.
Absolutely. Wow. Now, the thing is, anyone listening right now has already done whatever they're doing to listen.
Yeah.
It's always hard to plug, you know, that at that time.
Absolutely.
But we do have a website, sportsdump.com, and there's usually content on there. I mean, there's always content, usually new. This will be new on there, and we'll do some other video stuff.
Yeah. And some slightly aged content.
So, some aged content that hopefully
is people's choice.
Absolutely. Hopefully it has, like a fine wine, grown tastier with age.
Wow. Speaking of tastier with age, do you have any real deep cut waiver wire ads? Just one sports thought I had?
Yeah.
Please.
Spencer Ware.
Spencer Ware, folks. You
just
first.
As a handcuff for Kareem Hunt, because of all the backups in football, the only one I can see who isn't currently owned who would just explode from nothing is Spencer Ware.
How appropriate for Halloween. Beware of Spencer Ware.
Oh, nice. There's
KC
your...
KC Chiefs backup eyes larger role as Chiefs move towards stretch run.
These are way too long. So that's if we ever do this again... which each time we do it, it seems less likely that we'll ever do it again. But I think we will do it again because we're so low on ideas.
All right.
Let's go for some shorter attempts.
Yeah, one or two words. Yeah.
Well, you could probably go five words even.
Five words.
But one or
where's
one
back? Who knew?
Yeah. That doesn't make a lot of sense. That is a nice length. You could even go one sentence. I think you were going 2 to 4 sentences in some instances.
All right. Okay. Good to know.
All right. Well, happy Halloween to you.
3-4, open door, find out, week 9, waiver ad.
Is that his number?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Not at the moment.
I think it's 35.
No, you're thinking of Christian Okoye, the Nigerian nightmare.
No. And I don't think they retired that number. Yeah.
Now, Spencer Ware is 100% not 35. I would guarantee you that much.
All right. Let's look up Spencer Ware, or we'll just do that while we're here.
Yeah, while we're here.
No reason to not
unless
do that.
There's been some adjustments or
what
something.
What do you mean, unless there's been some adjustments?
Like a recent number change.
He's not 35.
Here we go.
I don't think he's 34 either, though.
And you've made that clear. Number 32 this year he's wearing.
All right. Well, there you go.
So we are happy to know the facts.
All right.
About Spencer Ware.
That's fine. That's fine.
We're both wrong. We can relax in our humility.
Do you follow hockey at all?
You know, from 1979 to 1997, I had my finger very squarely
on, Whalers.
On the pulse, yes. And all the whole league, I knew everything.
Who's your favorite Hartford Whalers player ever?
Hartford Whalers player ever, he says. Well... Jeez. Oh,
name a Hartford Whalers player.
Wow. Do you have a while? Do you want to start with Ron Francis or Stu Grimson?
There you go. Okay, sure.
Great Jeff Sanderson, who dated Oksana Baiul.
All of those guys ended up going over to Carolina, though, right?
Winning the championship, yeah.
They won the championship?
3 years after leaving Hartford. 2001 Hurricanes, I believe.
They won?
Or 2000, yeah, broke my heart.
Who did they beat?
Steve Chason passed away, sadly. They beat maybe... Who knows?
St. Louis or something?
Didn't matter. All I thought was that should be the Whalers.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yep. We even had a stint with greatness.
Do you know where specific... I'll ask you later. All right. Well, we got through an episode there, just the two of us. I wasn't sure if it was going to happen.
No.
But it did, and we did it.
We found it. We did it. It's Halloween.
Yep. We got a show coming up. It's going to be this Monday night. Did you know that?
Of course.
Did you know it?
Yes.
All right. At 10 p.m. at the Second City Hollywood, folks. So just, call us for comps. And we're going to have a very special guest. You can go on thesportsdump.com or our Facebook page, The Sports Dump or Sports Dump Show.
Jeez,
I should have that. It's there. And that info will be there with our special guest for our show at the Second City. It's going to be a live performance.
Absolutely.
Billy
Crystal. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say it.
Oh, it won't be him. Or will it?